Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Currently, I am looking at a countdown that ends at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So that's 11 o'clock our time. 2 hours, 52 minutes and 20 seconds currently.
It is so funny.
This is
how Taylor can take over. The brain trust here at Alice is absolutely frothing over this.
We are locked in.
Now, weirdly, this is on a sparkly purple background as opposed to a sparkly orange one. Does this mean we're also getting a purple album?
Well, she was pretty explicit in the podcast that the life of a showgirl only has 12 songs.
Right.
But
what if there's a whole nother album?
I don't think she would do that. I don't think she would do that.
Well, it might be a big announcement. So,
hopefully, it's not merch. I hate when they do countdowns to the merch.
Well, it is on the store. So, I'm looking at your store.taylorswift.com/password.
Be the first to get your Life of a Showgirl poster.
Oh,
after these.
Oh.
I'm looking in the sparkles to see if I see anything.
If it spells anything out. Interesting.
Boy, I guess you could just stare at that for the next 3 hours.
And I'm sure people will, so we'll know.
Yeah, you know those posters that it look like they're all dots, but then you look at it and all of a sudden there's like, you know, there's a teddy bear in there or something? Yeah, you know, you change your focus a little bit. Just like, let's change our focus. Let's stare at this for a while. Okay, so here's the thing.
Great radio.
Well,
the sparkle
everybody stare at
the
it.
Top left.
Yeah. Everybody stare. It does have some
ones.
Differences. Like there's that. Now that you say it, it's kind of like I do want to stare at that for a while. Anyway, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna just look away.
We'll just be patient. Let Jane and MM stare at that,
yeah.
And if they figure it out, they can text us. Otherwise, we'll know soon enough.
I do like a countdown that ends in a couple hours, though. I'll tell you that right now. Like mm-hmm. We're not. This isn't like 4 days, 9 hours, 25 minutes. It's 2 hours, 50 minutes, and 50 seconds. In 20 seconds right now.
And I don't think it's related to where you're about to go, but maybe.
Maybe. It's possible. Anyway, Taylor Swift's podcast debut climbs to new heights. They set a YouTube record. The show peaked at 1.3 million concurrent live stream viewers. That is a new podcast high since they started tracking it, which has only been a couple of years. But this is her debut on a podcast, apparently, which seems actually kind of incredible considering everybody's got a podcast these
days. No,
I
don't think so. She's the most, well, that part maybe, but she's the most famous lady in the world.
Oh yeah.
As we speak.
So
the fact that they broke some records is no surprise, especially if there was, like I said, first of all, I think people tuned in to see him and her together.
Yep.
And see that interaction and see what that is in real life.
Absolutely. Peaking at 1.3 million. That's 13.
Oh, boy. And then she turns around and announces a new record, which just, there's like, Okay.
So this is more than any other podcast has garnered since the platform launched, quote, a dedicated podcast experience, which was only in 2023. This is according to YouTube. So there's that. And then I guess Jason's the older brother in the, of the Kelsey brothers. Is that correct?
Yep.
I don't know.
He said, I mean, this video being 1.3 million views is the epitome of numerology. Because, you know, one,
three. 13,
sure. So, that is crazy. Oh, my God. It's crazy. The universe is with her.
So 1.3 million people just watched the video. Since then, I'm sure people, I know people have absolutely picked this thing apart top to bottom. And they've made a deduction. So here we go.
The Swifties did it.
The Swift. I read it and went, oh, maybe. And then I started reading and went, they're right.
100%. 10,000%.
I feel like we could make this announcement. So here
we go. Guaranteed. It's so true. There's not a doubt in my mind. It's right there. It's in the numbers,
okay,
man.
Here it is. Here it is. Ready? Last week during the appearance on New Heights, Taylor Swift shared that sourdough has taken over her life, and it's what she talks about 60% of the time. She does love baking, so most casual listeners would be like, oh, how fun. Everybody was doing that 5 years ago, but okay, Taylor's really into sourdough right now, but not the Swifties. Casual people, me, oh, that's interesting. The Swifties, they know that Taylor's all about putting Easter eggs into everything. And the podcast is no exception. And not only was she in it, but Travis was in it. They both dropped some stuff. They suspect that she might be this year's Super Bowl halftime show headliner. And maybe she's going to announce it in 2 hours, 47 minutes, and 11 seconds. And here's what they've deduced. Super Bowl 60 will go down at Levi Stadium, home of the San Francisco 49ers.
60% of the time.
Sourdough Sam is the mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor says she thinks about sourdough 60% of the time. It could be a nod to it being Super Bowl 60. And at the beginning of the New Heights episode, Taylor thanks Jason Kelsey for screaming for like 47 seconds. Well, Taylor's 47th stop of her Eras tour was none other than Levi Stadium. Someday, these Swifties are going to put their powers to use and cure cancer. But then right now,
you look distressed because you know it's true.
I don't need this much proof. I actually, pardon me, I actually think as a couple, and this is just my speculation, as a couple, they probably talked about what are we doing next year? Like, they're people who have to plan these things. And he probably, you know, I think this is his last season of football. That's what he had put out there. And so I can see her going, okay, we'll work one more year before we start a family or do whatever the next thing is. And so she's got the world by the short hair. She can do whatever she wants. Why wouldn't she go do the next big thing, which...
It's perfect.
Is there a bigger thing than this? And she's so... It's very possible... I don't believe it. I think the 49ers will be in the Super Bowl and that the Chiefs are all done. But there
Lions.
She is putting all of this in motion, which could be she plays the Super Bowl that her partner's in.
Right.
Playing in.
And if he isn't playing in it, they are all there together. We're going to be there anyway. Why wouldn't I play it?
So I already.
And it is. It's such a big thing. It's like a big honor. It's a big deal. It is talked about incessantly.
And I'm sure the NFL, for its part, said, yeah, ratings are up whenever she's near the TV or near a game. Yeah.
We'll like, put they'll her, break every record with the halftime show.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah. So, last year, Kendrick announced that he was going to be performing in September. So, this isn't so far off from it. Yes. No word if the headliner announcement will be in September or in 2 hours, 44 minutes, and 40 seconds.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices.
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think that makes the most sense that she announces she's going to play the Super Bowl.
It's entirely possible.
I figured it was way too early to announce it, but if he announced in September, then I think that's what this countdown
is. It's not
for.
Yeah, it's not that far off from that, really.
What does the purple mean, though?
I know. Purple.
Purple sparkles.
I know. Well, you know what? There's some Swiftie out there who knows. And it's
Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Is it us?
Well, I mean, we're purple and we're orange.
Right.
So obviously, she loves Odyssey.
The most.
Of all
the companies.
Mm-hmm.
In your face.
You other companies, you. So it's a little bit of a bummer because at 11 o'clock in the morning, we won't be on the air anymore, but it'll be something to talk about tomorrow.
Well, Mason will be all over it.
Yeah, I'm sure she will. There you go. So I say I never would have pulled this out. But once it gets laid out, it was weird. And it was highlighted in a lot of things I read, specifically the sourdough. People thought that's a weird thing to be talking about 60% of the time. Like, and I just thought, oh, isn't that cute? That's awfully cute. And then I walked away and never thought about it again.
The natural connection to football that she's got because of her partner.
Yep.
And the fact that she's instead of having finished the biggest tour in, years.
Yep.
You'd think she'd take time off, but clearly that's not the plan this year. And why wouldn't she go do the Super? Like,
I can't think of one reason why she shouldn't.
She's not someone who shies away from accomplishments. So
no, that is
add that to your pile.
True.
Why not? Makes
that's
sense.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there were other people in contention or on the short list. And then when Taylor said, I'd like to do that, they went, psh, done. Yep.
Ripped up that list.
I think she's been in talks with the NFL to do the Super Bowl for a long time, but she hasn't been able to yet. For a long time, the Super Bowl was presented by Pepsi. And way back when Taylor was first on the scene, before she was who she is now, she had a partnership with Diet Coke. So there was a theory for a long time that she couldn't do the Super Bowl because of a long-term non-compete between Coke and Pepsi.
What?
Like in her,
did that
in
just
her contract.
End? I have
well,
no
Pepsi
idea about
the
it.
No yes. longer owns the halftime show. It's Apple Music now.
No.
Which makes way more sense anyway. So
well.
And then people were like, okay, why doesn't she didn't do it last year? The whole Travis connection was already established. But then people thought maybe she was waiting until she'd re-recorded all of her albums. Unclear if that would have had an impact.
She also was just coming off of her tour. Like, didn't it end in December of 2024?
Yes.
And it's
unfeasible.
She will start. If it's true and it's announced 3 hours from now, or even maybe she started last month, who knows? Like, they rehearsed the out of this thing.
Yeah.
Like, people
that's a great point.
Know ahead of time and put a whole show together. And it's like, it's only 11 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever the actual length of the thing is, but they usually play, they'll squeeze all the songs they can, and there's usually guest spots.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. So I know when she toured and the show that my wife and my kid went to, actually my wife, my kid, Trina and Sienna went to it. It was what's the one before the Eras? The Snakes.
Reputation.
Okay, that tour, she had Charlie XCX and Camila Cabello open up. And she's got a bunch of young female artists that she turns through as opening acts. but she could do this all by herself.
She absolutely
could. She most definitely does not need.
No.
There's enough songs and enough of a medley there that she could put together that would fill the, what is it, 10 minutes?
I would love to see a girl squad thing happen, though. That is like such a part of what I love about her is that she's got this group of friends. I mean, obviously, one of them got X'd out in this past year.
Will that get mentioned?
Yeah, they'll be like, you know, someone will carry a poster of her face with one of those circles with a line through it. So, but wouldn't it be fun if Sabrina Carpenter and Selena Gomez and
Gracie Abrams.
Phoebe Bridgers. Sure. And Charlie XCX and Camila Cabello. Like, why not?
I think they're coming.
Yeah, but I mean, they could. How fun would that be?
I don't know.
It'd be great. She'd be the tallest of them all, standing in the middle. They are all a bunch of shorties.
Would you? Okay, the Swiftie on the show. She's going to do this alone or she's going to do this with a squad?
I think that she might have her collaborators come out and play like guitar or piano. She's done that on shows before. But I think it would be really cool if it was just her.
Mm. Well, with dancers and backup singers.
Well, yes,
and,
of course.
The whole production.
Yeah.
But no guests.
Are you really, with her record catalog,
gonna
let someone come in and do a piece of their song?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's what happens. No, but that's what happens.
I think she'll do it.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers jump
out. I think
she'll
have guests.
And do, you know, a piece of their music. Yes. And so I think she would go, no, I got this.
She wouldn't bring out people to play their own songs, but she could bring out people who are on her songs. So that's like Ed Sheeran, Sabrina Carpenter will be on a song. She and Gracie Abrams have a song together. Phoebe Bridgers, you know, people who are literally on her record.
That makes sense. Maybe. Yeah. I'd love to see it.
Well,
you'll get to in February.
In two and a half hours, the announce happens.
Well, I mean, what else can it possibly be with this news breaking today? Thank you, Swifties. You're amazing. Mm-mm.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.